This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As a heat wave brought temperatures as high as 102 degrees to parts of western Montana this past weekend, the state's summer fire season kicked off with two lightning-caused wildfires that quickly gained steam, the Colt Fire and Bulls Creek Fires. The Colt Fire started 15 miles northwest of Seeley Lake on Monday, July 17th. The Colt Fire has burned 2,900 acres and is 0% contained. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office issued an evacuation order on Friday along Highway 83 after placing an evacuation warning for the area between Rainy Lake and Summit Lake. Ground crews have focused on protecting structures northeast of the fire, while air attack, including four CL-415 super scoopers and multiple large air tankers, have worked to drench hot spots to limit the fire's spread. Hot, dry, and windy conditions with low overnight humidity have allowed the fire to run. So far, $6.5 million has been spent on the Colt Fire, and 412 personnel, including 13 firefighting crews and five helicopters, are working to contain it. The National Interagency Coordination Center estimates containment of the Colt Fire by late September. The Bulls Creek Fire ignited on Thursday, July 20th, 3 days after the Colt Fire started. Smoke was reported 3 miles southwest of Scalcaho Pass in the Sapphire Wilderness Study Area following a lightning storm. Two fires merged to become the Bulls Creek Fire, which has burned 1,200 acres and is 0% contained. The Northern Rockies Team 8, a Type 3 incident management team, assumed control of the Bulls Creek Fire on Sunday. Firefighters are using natural barriers and existing roads and trail systems, including fire line used during the 2022 Hog Trough Fire, to create fuel breaks away from the fire's edge. NICC reports an estimated containment date of the Bulls Creek Fire on October 15th. Prior to the weekend's heat wave, northwest Montana was already experiencing conditions conducive to wildfire due to moderate to severe drought and an early melt-off of low winter snowpack. Significant wildland fire potential is projected to be above normal in northwest Montana from July through September. Over the last four decades, the area annually burned by wildfires in the American West has doubled. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration identifies anthropogenic climate change as the main driver of an increase in weather that favors wildfire due to rising global temperatures and atmospheric thirst, which dries out fuels and contributes to wildfire intensity. Bozeman police arrested 18 people over 3 days on charges of soliciting prostitution or sex trafficking, including a school board member and an assistant football coach. Police officers posted advertisements online for prostitution and communicated with people who responded to set up a time and location to meet up. When the respondents to the advertisement for prostitution showed up at the meeting, they were arrested. 18 people were arrested from July 20th to 22nd as part of the prostitution investigation. They have been charged with patronizing a prostitute, 5 counts of criminal distribution of dangerous drugs, 1 count of resisting arrest, and 1 count of patronizing a victim of sex trafficking for a child victim. Those arrested include an assistant football coach at Bozeman High School, Mark Nahorniak. Nahorniak was cited for a first offense of patronizing a prostitute. Bozeman Public Schools Superintendent Casey Bertram said that Nahorniak is suspended pending the investigation. Another one of the 18 arrested is Brian Heck, who was cited for patronizing a prostitute as a first offense. Heck served as a Belgrade School District trustee and was elected in 2022. Belgrade School Board Chair Holly Murray announced on Monday that Heck had resigned his position effective July 21st. According to court documents, another arrested was Joshua Cook of Belgrade, who responded to the online ad for prostitution and also allegedly told the undercover officer he was interested in her 15-year-old sister as well. Cook was charged with 1 count of patronizing a victim of sex trafficking for a child victim, in addition to a first offense of patronizing a prostitute. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.